You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're
years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED for all.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome aboard. That's right. Welcome aboard today's show. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you've listened before, but if you haven't, if you're a new listener, we're all about the visually impaired and the blind community. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. But if you are sighted, we hope you listen to the show. Maybe you'll even call in. And when we have trivia, you're more than welcome to call in at any time. We love the folks that are visually impaired, blind, or sighted to call in at trivia time. Anybody can call in. Our phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. So let me just introduce the players today. Co-host Lynn Gold, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the February 4th, 2018 evening of the Super Bowl show.
And to the left, other co-host, Gary Sinclair. Gary, you here?
I am here.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, we've got a good show for you today. I'm going to turn over the show right now to my buddy, Gary Sinclair. If you ask me why, well, my buddy, Gary Sinclair.
You're going to give me the show?
What?
You're going to give me the show?
That's right. I'm going to let you talk. Absolutely.
Wow.
And I'm going to go in the other room. I got to do it, folks. My Eagles are playing, you know, and that's, I've been waiting for them all my life to win the Super Bowl. So let's see if they can do it today.
Well, I
say,
don't know.
Go Eagles.
I don't know about them.
I know. We got to bet. Sinclair is going for the Patriots. I'm going for the Eagles, of course. Gary, you're on. Take care.
You know,
folks,
that Tom is putting out, he's going to have a new finger sewed onto his hand. Put his new Super Bowl ring. But I don't know. I don't
Gary,
think Michael
that's
like
not
that.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I just have to. I don't even do football. I don't know much about football.
Yeah.
But I want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. I hope it's going to be a good one. We're going to, Lynn and I are going to try to do this respectfully and have a lot of fun doing it. And but first of all, I want to let you know that if you want to call in, which I hope you do, so let us know that we're not sitting here alone this evening. if you call in, we might have four or five people calling in. I hope, you know, keep us going. But
well, even if they're watching the game, Gary, they can still call us during commercial breaks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the number to call is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And I want to tell you a little bit about, for our new listeners out there or our old listeners out there, that we have a website for you to go to. And you can, you go to this website and you can pick up our old broadcast from the day that, in April 2 years ago. We've been on the air for 2 years now, and you can go through every single show. And if you don't want to listen to the first half, well, you can go to the second half. It explains the whole thing to you. In order to get to the website, and what else is on there, Lindy? We can pick up our people to advertise too, huh?
Oh, my goodness. There's, well, for the sighted people, we have the photo gallery of all the shows, or all our guests that come in, and we take photos of them and things that are going on. And then we have resource pages. There's three or four resource pages of all the people that we've spoken to over the years, and just to get the word out about them. For example, Southeast Guide Dog, and just different organizations, the lighthouses all around the country. There's so many. And then we also have testimonial page, the wonderful testimonials about the show. And then we have all the shows that archived for the last couple of years. There's a lot there. Oh, and then the news, very important, every week we change the news and update page so everybody knows what's coming on the show that week. It's usually changed on Thursday night so that you know what's coming on Sunday night. And also our Facebook page has the news and update as well.
So if you want to get all that good information, all you have to do is go to the blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Do you have any shout-outs, Gary?
And wait a minute. I got to remind these listeners now.
Okay.
It's very important now what I just said. It's the blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget that, A-N-D. Because I already had somebody I told about the show, and they said, well, I didn't put the A-N-D. And I said, that's why you didn't get it. So, and also, too, Michael likes to hear from you all. And you can go to Michael's web, and you can talk to him about what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, ideas for the show. Whatever you want to talk to Michael about, he'll return and talk to you back. And that, you have to go to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And also, Gary, in the website, there's also a contact button that you can click on, and you can write a little message. A lot of people do that. They send us messages internally in the website, and we answer right away within 24 hours. So do you have any shout-outs before I do? I only have a couple.
No, I don't have any shout-outs, but I do have some good news that my grandson, Braden, that has been on the show with me in here at the studio, he calls in from Texas. And if you've all been listening to the show for however long, that you know that his stepfather, Steve, he went to Korea about 9-10 months ago. And thank God he's coming home this coming Sunday. So
that's wonderful.
That household's
wonderful
all
news.
Excited to get him out of Korea. Thank you. Thank you.
Stephanie's usually listening to the show, so
yes,
she hears you
Stephanie's
saying that.
Stephanie's probably listening. She told me she's so excited. She's fixing up a man cave for him in the garage now, where his workbench, he's got his Harley out there too. He likes his Harley. And he's got it all. In fact, Lenny's got it all. It's all painted, the Harley-Davidson red and black. And
Gary, I have to interrupt you for a minute because we have 1 minute to break.
All right.
We can continue on that after. I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Leonardo Barnes from Decatur, Georgia. We met him at the Asia show, the Assistive Technology show in Orlando the other day. Leonardo, I hope you're listening. And if you are, why don't you call in? The number's 407-894-1680. And I also wanted to remind everybody, we may touch on it some today, but definitely some next week, that February is Age-Related Macular Degeneration and Low Vision Awareness Month. And over 1.65 million Americans have macular degeneration, which is age-related. As baby boomer generation, we all get older. So it's inevitable. So anyway, I think we're going to go to break, Chris, and we'll see you on the other side. Right, Gary?
I guess. Hear the castanets going.
Here
they come.
All righty.
Stay tuned. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
If
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you...
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you...
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond the radio show.
Gary, you have such a nice radio voice.
You know, people have told me that. They said, you should be on the radio. I am. Well, I just want to, quickly, I'll finish up the garage for my son-in-law. It's all painted in the Harley black and white, black and red, and all that in the floor, and got his workbench up and making a bar, and that's going to be his new little man cave, she's calling it. So that's his present when he comes home. But now I just want to talk a little bit about some cooking, because this is Gary's Cooking Kitchen. That's what I think I'll call it now. But and sometimes when I come on, I might not have a whole bunch of recipes or whatever, but I might say, here's something from the Gary's Cooking Kitchen. So let's talk about tips a little bit. Now, Michael's always asking me, how do you know when your food is cooked? And I say, you've got, when you're cooking meat or something like that, or I'm cooking on the grill, you listen for the sizzle. Once you throw a burger on, I mean, you just stop and listen to, say, for example, I know one of these commercials, I don't want to say commercial, but they throw a hamburger on, you hear it sizzling right away. So, and it's really fast. But once it starts slowing down a little bit, then never ever let your burger or whatever cook down until you don't hear any more sizzling. But a high sizzle, you know, you can leave it on there for a little bit and you're going to have medium rare, whatever, and cook it down to where just sort of barely sizzling. That's well.
Gary.
Huh?
You have a gas stove, right?
I have a gas stove.
How in the world do you know how high the flame is?
I listen to the sizzles. I'd say you're talking about like in a frying pan or something like
no,
that?
No, I mean the pilot light.
Oh, I don't. It's just by using it so much that mm-hmm. I have an idea which
you hear
how
it,
far.
You hear it go on,
yeah,
that noise. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but like I say, you listen to sizzles and it'll your food talks to you, actually. It's really cool. Now, here's another thing. If you were to look in my kitchen in Gary's Cooking Corner and you're watching me make spaghetti sauce or something like that, then you're always going to you'll be seeing me by standing in front of the big pot on a stove and turning my ear toward the pot. Why am I doing that? I can't see it bubbles. I can't see the bubbles, but I can hear them. That's why if it's bubbling real fast, then now she's to a full boil.
You got to be careful it doesn't splatter you in the face.
And you got to be careful not splattering you in the face,
no
too.
No kidding.
But that's all in time. You take your time. You don't drop something into the boiling water. You set it down in there if you can or have it in there before.
How do you know how much you put in the pot?
When it comes up over the rim, it's too full. No.
well, you have your recipe, and you know how many cans of sauce or whatever that you use.
Yeah. The only thing where it's a little more difficult, so like a half a pot. When I go to do my bean soup and I put the whole ham hock in and a bone and all that, and then I want to make I want to have enough for soup. So you just do about like a half a pot for that. But I got a good recipe for you all. It's real easy that I thought about today because I do a lot of cooking in the wintertime. I love to make my spaghetti sauce in the wintertime. I love to make my bean soup, which Michael just craved over my bean soup that I made this year, but I make big quantities of it. You can cut these quantities down, but I got a recipe for you if you like just a vegetable soup. Let's do it simple, a vegetable soup, all vegetables. Well, what you do is I do a big quantity. I take two cans, large cans of V8 juice, and one of those cans I fill up with water and put that in. So it's two cans of VA juice and one water. Now put in all the vegetables you want to put in there. Corn, peas. I like a lot of people like a lot of corn in there. Put all the vegetables you want in there that you like. And then, like I said, that's a big pot. Now you can back that down for if because I like to freeze. And that's really cool. If I get these little containers that you buy chocolate pudding in or tapioca. They're a 20-ounce container. So what I do is I take, and when the soup's all done, I'll start filling those little 20-ounce containers up, and I'll put those into the freezer, and all I got to do is take out one. That's actually a good size for one good bowl of beans or good soup, whatever, bean soup, vegetable soup. But if you don't want to cook as much, go ahead and take one can.
That's a great idea, though, Gary, the V8. Can of
yeah,
soup. You're talking about the big one,
the
like
big one, the big
50
cans,
or 60
yeah.
ounces,
right?
And
right,
then
the big
add water, yeah.
And if you don't want to do so much, you can do one can and 1/3 water. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just then break it down that way. But like I say, what I think about is when I cook something like that, I put a little heart into it, a little work, and I figure why not freeze it, and it's going to last me for about a year. You know,
how long do you simmer it?
You simmer it till for the vegetable soup, I'd bring it up every time you bring everything up to a boil, mm-hmm. let it boil, then bring it back down. And there you go with the ear again. Put your ear over near the pot, and you can hear it just bloop, 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 bloop. You can hear it simmering. You want it on a low simmer. And I say cook a couple hours and low, just mm-hmm. a simmer. It's well, so
I've
simple.
Had it. It's delicious.
Yep. And you put salt and your pepper in there for seasoning, whatever you want that, for that too. So I'm telling you, cooking is not hard. Touching is another thing of mine. And make sure, like, you know, everybody goes, well, you know, you're touching food. You're going to see me wash my hands like a doctor. Every time I'm in the kitchen and I'm making my whatever I'm making, I'm always washing my hands with soap and water. Well, for example, going out on a grill, and I want to do hot dogs. I have two suggestions on this now. Because I could only cook maybe a couple hot dogs at one time until I got mad at myself because I would lose the hot dogs. And that's easy to do, losing the hot dogs on a grill. So
yeah.
What I do, I says, you know, let's use an of glove. Man, I could put a whole pack of hot dogs on there now when I got company on over. And what I do is use my of glove and I roll them. You know, just go right down. It's like going down a piano and roll them. Then come back a few minutes later and come roll them back again. But here comes the touch. Now you're using one hand for the with the of glove on, but take your other hand now. And I know some people like their hot dogs with a little bit of char on the outside. So here's where you can take your other hand, your right hand or whatever, and you can just touch the hot dog quick. It ain't going to burn you. It's just a quick touch. Ah, there, she's got a nice little burn on the outside. They're done. And so now you got, you take off your of glove, or no, you keep your of glove on, I'm sorry, and get your fork, have your bowl ready, which I do. I put a bowl by the grill. And then I go ahead and get my fork, and I'll find the hot dog with the glove, fork it, put it in a bowl, keep going until I got all the hot dogs. Make sure you count them now, because if you got six hot dogs in your bowl, you still got two left on the burner. So anything, you got anything to ask me about?
No, that's actually, Chris, I was thinking we'll do the audio in the next segment after this, okay? Not this one. But, well, so you're talking about food, Gary, so we all know that today is Super Bowl, and
yeah.
Here's a little bit of advice. I mean, it's too late for today, but, you know, take it to heart and uh-huh. remember it next year. I'll just read the little article. So Super Bowl Sunday is here. Time to break out the solo cups, the hot wings, and the foam fingers to cheer on your favorite team. Do you have someone with a visual impairment coming over this year to watch the big game? Well, if you do, here are some tips to help make your home more accessible and comfortable. And you know what? This applies to everything, not just the Super Bowl game, Gary. So the first thing is, and I learned from this, one, describe your home. So I remember when you came and you stayed at our house, Gary.
Yes.
When we were in the other house and we had to tell you where everything was. Some simple orientation will help your guests feel at home. Phrases such as, the living room has a couch on the left with a coffee table in front of it, or the bathroom is to your right, can be helpful. And eliminate any random obstacles that might pose a tripping hazard. Two, speaking of food, describe the food. If you're serving food and beverages, tell your blind guests what's on the tray or in the cooler. Also, offer to help fill a plate or refresh your drink. Three, use the word, quote unquote, see verbs freely. Remember when we first met you, Gary?
Yes.
We used to feel very uncomfortable, and Sherry too. We felt funny saying see you and all that. But the advice from this visually impaired yep. person says, just use the verb see freely. You won't offend a blind person if you use visual verbs such as, did you see that? Or you see what I mean? Or can we watch that later? People who are blind use these words too.
Over there, over there. That's Michael's favorite
yeah.
one.
Four, keep the floor clean. Before your guests arrive, clear your floor or objects like shoes, toys, books, so your guests can navigate more easily. Five, I like this one, introduce your pets. If you have a pet, let your guests know in case they have any allergies or issues. When they arrive, introduce your pet or pets so that your guests can become comfortable. Six, provide visual updates. Try to be conscious of what you and your other guests are seeing and offer to describe what's happening. If you're admiring a friend's new watch, describe the color and style. If a new plate of food is set out or the guests are arriving, talk about what's going on. Like right now, you're describing some of the things to Michael, right, Chris? Yeah, with the game. Chris is eating chicken wings. That's okay, Chris. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, and 7, guide your kids. If you have young children, discuss how to interact with your blind guests and let them know if a guide dog will be coming and not to interrupt the service work of the animal by petting or playing with it. That's a really good tip also. Yeah, so those are some interesting little hints when you're having a visually impaired or blind person over for dinner or Super Bowl Sunday, anything like that. So how many minutes do I have until the break, Chris? Because I want to see if I'm going to...
3 minutes.
3 minutes. All right. Well, since Michael's team is playing, I had to do a little research,
they
Gary.
They just scored a touchdown, too.
Yeah, keep us updated a little bit, Chris.
I bet you don't know, Chris, how the Michael doesn't know this, how the Philadelphia Eagles got the name the Eagles. No.
I don't know.
So what is the origin of the Philadelphia Eagles team name? Well, this is really cool. And this, I read this and this got me reading something else. So who knew? The team was named after the Blue Eagle, which was a symbol of the National Recovery Administration, which is part of FDR's New Deal. It was named by Burt Bell and Lud Ray, who founded the team in 1933. The new owners named the team the Eagles in honor of that symbol. And the original jerseys the team wore were blue and yellow to match the blue of the eagle and also the colors of the flag of the city of Philadelphia. So I thought that was really cool. So then, of course, I had to look up the New Deal to refresh my memory about Franklin Roosevelt, right? And then, you know what I found out? That 7 of those programs are still in effect today.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Do I have time to read a couple of them?
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
Okay.
I guess I want something quick, Lynette, yeah, while you're on a trip. It was on the news the other day, and I thought it was really cool. It was Alex Trebek. What's that name?
I remember him, yeah.
Alex Trebek.
Yeah, the game show host.
Yeah, the game show host. They had a category, last category.
Yeah.
It was all about football.
Yeah.
And they got 0.
Nobody knew any answer out of five.
And they said it's never been done before.
I answered all of them.
Wait.
Did you?
I'll tell you about the New Deal after, but somebody's going to say, well, what about the New England Patriots? How did they get their name? Okay. Well, as a result of the move, they announced they would change their name from the Boston Patriots to the Bay State Patriots, and the name was rejected by the NFL. And on March 22nd, 1971, the team officially announced that they would change its geographic name to New England. So that's how the New England Patriots got their name when they moved.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I'm just recalling back in my mind when I did some research. Before, they used to be Boston Patriots.
Right.
And
the logo was a little different.
It was totally different, and they just wanted to upgrade and do something new. And they came up with the second name that you said, which nobody really stuck with.
Right.
And then because
the Bay State Patriots.
Bay State, yeah. So they went with New England because it was part of the 13 colonies, the first of the 13 colonies that came over to the United States when discovered.
So do you know how many rings the Philadelphia Eagles have?
One. Not zero.
None.
Zero.
None. They never won.
None. The Eagles' history may be divided into 8 distinct eras in their history. The Eagles have appeared in the Super Bowl twice, but have never won. The Eagles have won 3 NFL championships, the precursor to the Super Bowl, in 4 appearances.
Wait, hold on. They won.
Am I wrong?
They never won.
No. They won prior to the NFL merging, becoming the NFL.
Oh. Now you're getting technical.
I'm just, because that's the history that I know.
Well, whatever you know, jump in.
So, but they did win. It wasn't under the Philadelphia Eagles, though. They were under another name before the NFL came into existence back in 1968.
Oh, okay. Wow, he is getting technical.
What's the name?
I can't remember it right now because my Chicago Bears are in that category along with Cleveland and some of those other teams in that category who won. Arizona Cardinals, or now Arizona Cardinals, which used to be the Chicago Cardinals.
Why don't you look it up on your phone, have that little girl in that phone, you ask her the question.
My wife might think I'm cheating. Well,
so we're going to go to break?
Yeah,
let's go to break. Let's go to break.
And then we come back. We're going to do trivia, right, Gary?
Yes, we're going to do some trivia.
And some other goodies we have here tonight. A little potpourri tonight. A little this, a little of that.
Potpourri.
Yep.
You know what? I wasn't even paying attention to the clock. The clock done already went into break.
Oh, well, so, I don't hear anything.
Well, no, because I had it down talking.
Oh, okay.
And when we got caught up with the football, I lost the clock.
Oh, okay.
So with that being said, let me do this here. Let's get ready to take our break like we normally would.
Okay, dope.
And here we go.
Okay, here we go. Catch you back on the other side. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I hope you're having a good time tonight. I have a number that I want to pass out, which Gary always passes number out. I don't know why nobody else does, but I like to keep you informed if you're on the road and travel and whatever. If you want to hear our show and don't cost you anything to do it and listen to it on your phone, the number to call is 518-712-0057. That's 518-712-0057.
All right, Gary, we're going to turn over the mic to Chris for a moment.
Go for it, Chris.
All righty, Chris. Well, you know, taking turns tonight.
You know that today is Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
And
no, it's Saturday.
And in spite of everything that's going on and the excitement that is all around, there's still inspiration through it all. We recorded the story earlier this year, or not this year, but earlier last year, because it was such an inspirational story about a football player playing on a collegiate level who is – I was trying to find the correct terminology, but he's blind. There's no other way to say
no
it.
No other way. No.
And in spite of the physicality and the challenges that he had to deal with, he is such an inspiration. And I want you to take a listen to this audio clip as we play this audio clip about the long snapper, Jake Olsen, right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
A little more than 30 miles south of the LA Coliseum is Huntington Beach, California. This is where Jay Golson was born on March 26, 1997. When Jake was 8 months old, doctors diagnosed him with retinoblastoma, cancerous tumors in both eyes. Jake would lose his left eye, but doctors were able to save Jake's right eye. That eye showed him his world, including his favorite sport and his favorite team, the USC Trojans.
They're just a great school, and they have awesome athletes, so I just started rooting for them like my dad.
But in September of 2009, when he was 12, doctors told Jake the cancer was back again. And this time, the only option was to remove his other eye.
We've lived for 12 years with that possible message. And I would just say there's a certain level of sadness with that.
I was standing there and I said, well, Jake, you know, how you doing, buddy? You okay? And he goes, yeah, Mom. He goes, you know what? He goes, this is just going to be a new stage in my life.
Just sad, like I won't be able to see them ever again. And just like we fought so hard and yet cancer wins.
Jake's surgery was set for November of 2009. News of his story spread and eventually found its way to then USC head coach Pete Carroll, who wanted to do something for a huge fan.
The first thing was, let's make sure he gets inside and sees everything he wants to see. God bless him, he deserves every bit of it.
Within days of meeting the Trojans, Jake became one of the guys.
Come on, Jake!
All right.
Big dogs on three, let's go!
All right, Charles, hit that linebacker first, and one, two, three, big dogs!
Let's go.
All right, go get him, guys.
I got to sit next to Pete Carroll on the bus, which was awesome. I got to go into the locker room, and everyone was partying. I got to see the practices, which was awesome.
Everybody loves you, Jake, and we can't wait for you to come back. As soon as you get back, come see us, okay?
All right.
You promise?
Yep.
On November 15th, 2009, Jake underwent successful surgery to remove his right eye. 6 days later, he was here.
Hey, Jake's here. Hey, Jake, what's up?
Barkley.
Hey, Barkley.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
What's next for you?
I just want to be a normal kid, do what I did, and maybe even more.
I love it.
I got a center for you one time.
Getting back to normal meant doing what he had always done.
That's good stuff.
He continued to snap for his flag football team. And in the fall of 2013, as a junior, Jake decided to try out for his high school team.
We went through a number of drills, and they said, oh my gosh, there's no way this kid is ever gonna, you know, learn how to snap.
Truthfully, I really sucked the first time. So the coaches kind of just put me aside, you know, okay, this kid's gonna be on our team, but he'll be playing left bench.
He kept practicing all these different drills. And finally, I started seeing some progress and said, oh my goodness.
They lined up all the long snappers and I was snapping and it was evident that I was the best.
Jake had earned the job and would be the long snapper his junior and senior seasons. He graduated with honors in 2015, and there was just one place he wanted to go.
Well, it was always my dream to go to USC.
Well, you look like a football player. How much weight have you put on?
I came in around 180, 85, and I'm probably somewhere around like 235, 240, so it's like 50, 55 pounds.
I mean, you got the guns out.
After receiving a scholarship for physically challenged athletes, Jake got a call from then USC head football coach Steve Sarkisian.
Coach Sark called me and said, you know, since you're gonna be here and you know how to long snap, why not snap on the football team? Being told that I would be able to have that experience and that opportunity was something that sometimes I still wake up and can't necessarily believe.
So Jake came in and I'm like, I'm not sure how we're gonna do this, but we're gonna figure it out together. He goes, oh, don't worry, coach, I've got this.
Jake was part of the team, but after 2 years of countless practices, he never made it onto the field.
It's a competitive game, and I'm a competitor. I like to prove to myself and others that just because I can't see doesn't mean that I'm not going to play football.
September 2nd, opening weekend for USC. It's late in the fourth quarter, and the Trojans are up 48-31 with a little more than 3 minutes to play.
And those of you who have remained here to see this are seeing something special indeed.
Long snapper, number 61, Jake Olson.
And he will long snap back for this extra point in a college football game. Kid grew up as an SC fan, visited Trojan practices. The snap is perfect. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Jake Olson, swarmed over by his teammates.
I wanted just to be an example to others where they can, you know, look at me and then find courage inside themselves to face their fears and face their adversity and go dominate life.
That right there, my friends, is a true American story, a true realization that no matter the circumstances, no matter what it is that you're going through, you put your heart to it, you put your mind to it, and you're dedicated and committed, you can achieve any goal and accomplish any goal that you ever set.
It was riveting. Mm-hmm.
Chris, back in the past, I think you said that you were a long snapper once too, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Yes, sir.
So.
I did a little long snapping here and there.
You know what? I got to tell you what. My dad used to call me. He'd say, I was a snapper too. Because my dad would say, that little young little whippersnapper.
Do we have time? Well, I hope you all enjoyed that audio.
We got to do trivia.
Yeah,
we got to do trivia.
We're going to change gears now. Keep it moving.
And yep.
Don't forget the phone number.
So, 407.
We got 47 seconds.
Okay.
Come on, we can get
okay,
it in.
Okay, yeah,
go.
Come on, people, call in. That's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
They can call in after the break.
After the break for the
or
summer.
During the break. The break. Who's singing it, right, Gary?
You heard the story in the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. Well, it's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but the Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders and uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a four-barrel carbon dual exhaust, 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. Left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars are shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they were standing still. All of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but then the taillights were all you could see.
It's a funny song.
Well, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110 and twisted the speedometer cable off at the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor. I says, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck.
Very good. That is so, that's such a good one. All right. Well,
call during the break.
Call during the break, and we'll catch you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
You requested Lynx? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles. Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. Don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I hope y'all out there are having a good time tonight. We are in here. It's not raining in here. I guess it's still raining outside, but
yeah, I see drizzles here and there, but it's nothing too heavy.
I think it's going to drizzle through the night, I think, and then clear up tomorrow.
Yeah, rain till tomorrow morning.
Oh boy, but that's okay. We need some of the rain. We need some wetness. So yeah, what is it going to say?
What about the trivia, Gary?
The trivia, yes. Nobody's out there calling in. I think we just go ahead and. I don't think anybody's calling in on this show tonight.
I can't see the monitor because Chris has to move the cursor. So, nobody's called. That's okay.
No one's called.
Yeah.
So, what do we do? Just let it slide, tell them who it was?
Yeah, if you want to.
I thought that Hot Rod Lincoln brought back a lot of memories for me. As I was mentioned, between the break there, I was talking to Lynn. and telling her the first car I remembered my dad was having a Lincoln, and it was a red one. I remember that, and it had running boards on it. If for you people that don't know what running boards, you could actually stand outside the door, stand on this running board, and that's why they used to do back in the days what they used to. Shoot them out at the banks and all that stuff. They hang on the side of doors and shoot at each other. The cops would and all. And I remember now this is unusual. You probably don't know. The front car doors opened like a regular car door. But when you
don't tell the answer, Gary.
No.
No, not yet. Okay. When
you open the back of the back door going out, this was a four-door car, and you open it, the door opened toward the trunk, which was really cool. And my dad wore a fedora, and he looked like Clark Gable, and he looked like a gangster.
Gary, we have a caller.
Oh, we got a caller. I hope we are
Super Bowl
on the line.
Sunday, caller.
Well, who's calling in?
All the way from Pennsylvania, Valley Forge, that is.
Oh.
Our good friend, Robert. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Robert.
Good evening, everybody. How you doing?
Hi, Robert.
Doing good, Robert.
You watching the game? You listening to the game?
I got it on one radio.
Yeah.
I had a suggestion.
Okay.
Okay.
You always have these most interesting guests to come on to talk about different things.
Right.
I heard something on the radio the other day, and I'm still trying to track down more information. The University of Pennsylvania is advertising they were the first hospital to treat blind people genetically and restore their eyesight.
Well, we had the guest on from Spark Therapeutics about a month ago.
Yeah. Okay.
And he talked about therapy.
And it was
gene therapy
and
about RP.
And with the law passed.
I would have to look at the podcast and see which week it was.
It was accepted by the
FDA.
FDA.
Yeah, it was accepted by the FDA. Yes.
You must not have been listening that night.
Yeah, where were you?
Cleaning the surveys.
When we're on during the break.
It'd be awesome.
Yes.
It would be awesome if you could get that first patient that they worked on.
Oh, for sure. Well, we're
to come in and talk about how he feels about getting, because it wasn't really clear from the news article how much vision he got back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The one thing that stuck in my mind was it cost $800,000 for that treatment.
Yeah. That's what everybody's saying.
It always starts out big, then it'll cut
down. I'm looking, as we're speaking, I'm looking to see, I think that was in January, the podcast. I'm looking. Hold on.
So, Robert, you've been listening to the show tonight about the cooking?
Yes.
Good.
I always appreciate getting a good recipe from
you. I'm going to give one more good one tonight. It's going to be called the Gary Burgers.
All right.
And
well,
I'll
we have
that out
2 minutes,
bit.
Gary. So keep on listening.
Oh, how's the weather up there, Robert? Is it
rainy and very cold?
Same
it's
here.
Like in the very low 20s.
Okay.
Same here.
So, Because
I'm getting ready to go out and throw some salt on the sidewalk in case it freezes.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. Well, do you. You called in for the trivia question all, or did you know who did Hot Rod?
I knew it. I was guessing wrong. I thought it had the word Cadillac in the title.
Yeah. Robert.
Not Lincoln.
Robert, the podcast was December 10th. It was Dr. Paolo Falabella. He was the guest caller from Spark Therapeutics. December 10th.
Who did this operation?
I don't know if he did the operation, but he talked about the gene therapy. So that's hour two of December 10th.
So stay tuned, Robert.
Okay.
Hour, I'll put out the Gary Burger, and you write that down. But I want you to cook it and then let me know how it came out.
Okay. Go Eagles.
Thanks for calling in, Robert. Stay warm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Well, I guess now should we give him the answer?
Well, hurry up before we go to brew.
Okay, you say. You want me to do it?
Oh, you put it on me, huh?
Yeah.
Charlie Ryan, 1954, and it was also done in 75 by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
Well, there's your answer. Now we're going to go to a break and stay tuned to the top of the hour, second hour. Stay tuned.